The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericaempowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Does your husband look at you like he used to? Do you want more attention from him? Do you want to feel irresistible again? It's time to take charge of your romance. Welcome to the Married with Romance Show. Your host is Emily Ann Weber. You can make your love life more exciting and bring back that sparkle in his eye like it used to be. Now, here is your host, Emily Ann Weber.
Hello, everybody. Happy Wednesday and welcome to the Married with Romance Show. I am your host, Emily Ann Weber, and I am so happy that you're here joining us today. I wish I could see your faces. It'd be a lot of fun if we could really see each other, wouldn't it? You know, my purpose for doing this work that I do, the radio show, my coaching practice, the books I write, is to help married couples get all excited about each other again and for husbands and wives to turn back towards each other and find the passion and have fun with each other again. But also my purpose for doing this work is to show you, show wives and women, because that's mostly who we have listening, is that you have the power to use your femininity and your charm to create all the romance and passion that you want in your marriage. And I guess my save the world speech is, I believe that when you have a passionate and exciting and romantic marriage, it affects every relationship in your life. And that goes from your kids who are watching to people you work with to the whole world. And that love and that excitement that you have in your marriage, it changes the world. So I'm really excited today. I have a very special guest who also wants to change the world with love and healing. Her name is Amira Beth, and she is from DolphinMoonHealing.com. And she lives in Washington State, just down the road from me. Amira is a spiritual healer. She's an intuitive. She's an Atlantean energy healer. She does past life regressions, and she's a hypnotist. Now, Amira believes that we all have healing gifts that are lying latent in our souls. The Dalai Lama says, the world will be changed by the Western woman. And Amira is one of those. And she's also my wise woman. She's the woman I go to when I need answers and I get all out of whack. Welcome, Amira. We're so glad you're here today. Thank you for being here today. It's going to be fun.
Oh,
it's going to be so much fun. And I'm so excited to talk to you and ask you questions because there's a lot of things and a lot of ways you work with people that I want folks to hear about. And I want them to hear about how it can help their marriage. So today I think we're going to be chatting about chakras, what they are. Some people know what they are, but there might be people who don't really know what that is. We're going to talk about your high heart energy, what that is, how it can show up in your marriage, how it can affect your life. What else are we going to talk about? We're going to talk about how to feel more balanced in all areas of your life, which is a big thing and definitely does affect your marriage, doesn't it? And what I'm excited about is how you can use your own energy to create more sizzle. And then another one that I'd like to talk about, Amira, is how to take care of your own energy. So, because when you're married and when you have a partner, you really have to, you do become one, but you have to take care of your own energy, right?
Absolutely. You know, there is the we, and then there is the I.
Yes.
And so when people come together in a partnership, sometimes they get so lost in the we and worrying about each other and worrying about the relationship that they forget to take care of themselves. And I think for women, this is especially prevalent when we have, when we have husbands and we have children and we have communities. we get so caught up because women are givers. You know, we are the givers to our communities and our families. We forget to take care of ourselves.
And we give ourselves away. And I've done that. I can speak from experience that I didn't take care of my own personal energy. I didn't take care of myself, and I gave myself away. And when you do that, well, you're definitely not good for the world, but your marriage will suffer, won't it?
That's right.
Yes, I love how I always say this quote, how Khalil Gibran says, "Let there be space in your togetherness." I forgot the last part. Let the winds blow through the pillars of your something, something. But I love that because it makes absolute sense.
When I marry people, I always read that poem.
Oh, well, no wonder we like
each other. I think feel that peace is so important for, you know, new couples to understand that we are individuals first.
We are, and we have to take care of that individuality first. And it's not selfish to take care of yourself first and take care of your own energy, is it?
Yeah, you know, it's kind of like the analogy that they use on the airplanes, where they instruct you to put your own face mask on before you assist others.
Yes.
And I think that applies to relationships as well, very, very much so.
Oh, I agree. So why don't we just jump right in, and why don't you explain to our listeners exactly what are chakras?
Okay, chakra, the word chakra, is a Sanskrit word, and Sanskrit is a very ancient Hindu language. It's a word that means wheels of light. So in our physical body and in our auric field, which extends below our feet and above our head and all the way around us, we have an aura, we have many, many chakras. We have many, many energy centers or wheels of light. I work with the 12 chakras in the human auric field, and we have several of them in our body, one below the feet and then several above the head. Those are the major energy centers in our body. Mm-hmm. So when we talk about a chakra, we talk about an energy center that holds imprints and information about who we are, what we believe, and how we move through life.
And what happens if you feel out of whack, like if you just feel totally out of whack and you really don't know what's going on in your body, that could be your chakra. Something's blocked or something's just out of whack in your chakra system, couldn't it?
Yep, absolutely. You know, we all know that feeling of when we have, you know, maybe had an unpleasant encounter or something has happened that has affected our energy and kind of throws us, like you said, out of whack. We just don't feel well. Maybe we feel drained. Maybe we feel disempowered. Maybe we feel very sad. That typically affects one or more of our chakras.
Mm-hmm. I always describe it as I feel like my rubber band's been wound too tight. It's about to pop.
It can feel like that.
Because I've been to you when I've been out of whack before. And it's just, a lot of times it's just the simple little balancing to get everything feeling better. And it's amazing how quickly it happens and how much better you feel. And I know you've got some meditations on your website for balancing chakras that are really wonderful. And I encourage people to go to your website and download them at your dolphinmoonhealing.com. Is that right?
That's right.
That's right. So if you didn't know anything about chakras and you really, and somebody came to you and said, I just don't even believe in all that chakra stuff, because I can remember when I was like that. What's a simple thing you would say to them, or maybe a simple exercise you would take them through or something, you know, you could explain it in a way that they could understand it?
Well, for anybody who really wants to explore and learn about their chakras, I am hosting a couple of webinars over the next 2 months. One will be on March 26th, and that will be the lower chakras, the foundational chakras. And then the next one will be at the end of April, where we talk about the upper chakras. So mm-hmm. for anybody who really wants to start learning about their body's energy, the webinar I'm hosting will include a PowerPoint with handouts that I send to people, and it's a really great way to learn about our body of energy and learn exactly what our chakras are and what mm-hmm. information they hold. There are also some great books out there. I like a book simply called The Chakra Book. That's what it's called. Now, it only talks about the 7 energy, major energy centers inside the human body, but it is a really great jumping off point for somebody who is new to chakras and energies and auric fields to take a look at and see, you know, what this means and how mm-hmm. it can help us to learn.
Mm-hmm. And you remember who that book is by? The
Chakras. I don't off the top of my head, but it's just called The Chakra Book. It's pretty easy to find.
Because there's just, you know, there's so many of us, and all of us, we all go through shifts and changes in our lives. And
constantly.
We all try to figure out what's going on. And so this helps us figure out what's going on, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, when we understand what's happening in our body and in our energy field, we can move through those shifts, you know, much more gracefully and with mm-hmm. a lot more ease than if we have no idea what's going on or what we can do about it.
Exactly. And it's like when you kind of know the deal, when you know the information of what's going on, it just makes it not quite so scary and threatening anyway.
Well, information is power, and you know, we as humans, we are pure energy. That's what even our physical body is actually pure energy. So when you learn a little bit about what that means and that we have the ability to shift the energy in our body as we need to heal and as we need to move through the different shifts and changes in our life, it's extremely empowering.
Yes, it is. And it just makes you feel like a totally different person. And also that we, you know, as we're going through these shifts and changes in our lives, we especially when we get older, we want to figure out what's going on with our heart. You know, what does our heart want? We've been told so many things growing up. We have so many beliefs that might not even serve us anymore. And it comes down to, what does my heart want? And that's the high heart energy we're going to talk about after the break, right?
Yep, we're going to talk about the heart, and we're going to talk about the high heart energy, the difference between the two, and how to just really amp up the vibration of your heart and become very clear on what your heart wants.
Oh, I think that's exciting, and I think it'll be fun to hear and fun to learn about. I know a little bit about it, but I don't know a whole lot about it. But we're going to have to take a quick break right now. And then when we come back, we're going to talk about high heart energy. So thank y'all for joining us. And we will be right back after the commercial break.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America.
You need to live up to your full potential. You've heard that for years, but now there's a channel to help you get there. Introducing the Voice America Empowerment Channel. Our listeners have told us that they want to be motivated, hear about success stories, and positive encouragement around the clock. And we've responded to you. The Voice America Empowerment Channel is the home of the world's top life coaches, entrepreneurs, and success experts. Listen to the Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's here at voiceamericaempowerment.com.
Get ahead in business and life. Read Getting It Done, 1,000 of the Best-Kept Secrets for Success in Business and Life by John Capozzi. Learn how John, a successful Connecticut businessman, obtained 13 corporate promotions in 13 years. This book makes a fantastic gift for anyone who wants to get ahead in business. Voice America will donate a portion of every copy sold to the USO. Visit GettingItDone.com and enter promo code VA1234 at checkout to get a 10% discount. That's GettingItDone.com, promo code VA1234 for a 10% discount today.
Save on your prescriptions with the RX Savings Plus Drug Discount Card, offered by Voice America. It is not insurance, and discounts are only available from participating pharmacies. But 9 out of 10 pharmacies participate nationwide. Start saving today. Print your free card online at voiceamerica.rxsavingsplus.com or text the word TALK RADIO to 96362.
You are listening to The Married with Romance Show with Emily Ann Weber. If you want to call into our show with a question or comment, please call 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. You may also send an email to emily@marriedwithromance.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back, everybody. I have this lovely guest. Her name is Amira Beth, and she's from DolphinMoonHealing.com. And we were just chatting about chakras and high heart energy. And during the break, she said, let's talk about the moon moving into Leo. Now, I have to be honest, Amira, I don't know a darn thing about moons moving into Leo, but I know it's a big energy thing. So what does that mean?
The different phases of the moon and the different signs that the moon transitions to often affect our energy. They really affect our internal world especially. So right now the moon today has moved into Leo. And the sign of Leo is, Leo is the love sign. Leos are all about love and especially self-love. So right now this is the perfect day or date to be talking about high heart energy, because the high heart is all about self-love, and to tune into the energy of the moon. And if you follow the moon cycles and the energy of the moon, you know, you understand how our bodies, especially women's bodies, really ebb and flow with the cycles of the moon, mm-hmm. with the full moon and with the new moon, and then kind of woven in between there are the different signs that the moon moves through. So this is a great moment in time to really tune into our heart energy and allow the cosmic energy of that moon in Leo to kind of help clear out and open anything that's in the high heart chakra.
Oh, and being a person that does not believe in coincidences, it is no coincidence that you're on my show today.
I believe that's correct.
And because this is real life and real live radio, I think the contractor is suddenly hammering on boards next door. So we'll have to work through that a little bit. So I apologize if y'all hear hammering. So let's talk about high heart energy a little bit in Leo. And what is that? If you don't know anything about astrology, is there something you might be feeling today? Like that you didn't realize that's what it was, because you said it's Leo's all about love.
Well, you know, we just came out of the sign of Cancer, which is all about deep, deep emotions. The moon was just in Cancer and feeling very emotional. So when we transition now into Leo, yesterday I noticed when we were in Cancer that I was very emotional. Like everything on Facebook was making me tear up. Today, when I woke up, I really felt just this expansiveness and this opening in my heart. I felt a lot of joy. I feel a lot of gratitude. And so, you know, I think the best place to start is to talk a little bit about the heart chakra, which is right in the center of our chest. The heart chakra represents our ability to give. This is where we express love, where we express compassion, where we express joy, and it's where we feel. It's our feeling center. It's the energy mm-hmm. that we give out to the world. So the difference between the heart chakra, which the color that represents the heart chakra is green, and the high heart chakra is located just above the heart chakra, between the heart and the throat chakra, so right at the thymus gland. And the high heart chakra, the color associated with pink, and pink is all about unconditional love. So when we feel into the high heart chakra, it's about receiving. It's about our ability to tap into and to receive love and to receive the gifts from the universe. So most of us, most women, are extremely good givers.
Yes.
We just give and give and give and give and give to everybody. But what do we do for ourselves? We put ourselves last on the list, or we forget to include ourselves on the list at all, because women are all running around taking care of everybody else.
True.
So when this happens, the balance of the receiving, and life is all about balance, our receiving energy does not become activated. And when I talk about receiving, I'm talking about self-love, self-care, and honoring what our soul really needs the most.
And why do we feel so guilty when we give ourselves that gift, when we give ourselves the gift of self-care, of even just loving ourselves and taking time for ourselves? Why do we feel so guilty about that?
You know, that is a great question. I think there's a social conditioning out there that comes
from our mothers
and comes from our grandmothers and comes from society that says women must play this role, you know, in their households and care for everybody else before they care for themselves. That's an old paradigm that has been around for eons of time. But, you know, there's a saying in my house that if mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy. Because years ago when I was in my marriage, I just really realized the importance of taking care of myself and my needs were making me better and stronger for my family.
Yes.
You know, and me taking the time to go to the gym, to have my quiet time, to read, to take a bath, or just to make decisions in general that were a reflection of what my soul and my heart really wanted were just super important. I started giving myself permission to do that.
And that's just it, giving ourselves permission and giving ourselves permission to put a boundary sometimes. Say no. I'm so many women I work with, they're afraid to say no.
Yes.
And I'm a firm believer in you teach people how to treat you. And no is one of the ways you teach people that you're valuable.
Yeah, when we say yes instead of no, we are not being authentic to our
no.
own truth.
And we also, if we say yes when we mean no, we get really resentful.
Yep.
And resentment is...
And that closes off the high heart energy.
Yes, because resentment is one of those things that will kill romance faster than anything.
Yes.
So if you're always saying yes to your husband just to keep the peace, just to make things smooth, this is not a good thing to do for you or for your marriage.
Yeah, you know, and our body will always tell us the truth. So if you are not speaking your truth in any situation, or if you're saying yes to situations in your family or your relationships that aren't reflective of how you really feel, your body's going to let you know that. Like your body you'll just feel that, that kind of, you know, squeeze in your, you know, in your solar plexus or your heart space that tells you, I've just compromised my own truth. And so what do we teach the other people around us or even teach our children when we aren't authentic in our own truth?
Right. That we're not valuable. That we're not,
that we're not valuable.
Worthy.
We teach them to compromise themselves.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. So you and I are kind of on the same sheet of music. You know, we both want women because we know women can do it. And it is society conditioning us to believe certain ways. But it's also... I think our parents, too, you know.
And, oh, yeah.
You know, being a Southern girl, it's coming from the South, and we're such pleasers, you know, in the South. We like to make everybody happy and not hurt anybody's feelings. So it has to, you almost have to change the way you think about it. It's not about hurting people's feelings. It's about taking care of you. It's about taking care of what you need. One of the things that I do in my marriage, and my sweet husband is fine with it and used to it, is, you know, every now and then I have to come to the East Coast to come back down south and have a little beach house here, and just, it's not about getting away, it's about regrouping, it's about rejuvenating me and spending time with me. And I have to go across the country to do it, but I think you can do it in easier ways than that. Just like you said, take a bubble bath, lock the doors, do candles, put on some music, and dare the kids, the husband, and the dog to interrupt you while you're taking your bath. Just that, you know, 30 minutes will help.
Yes.
I always tell people, I'll say, you know, if you've got little kids, put them in front of the TV with SpongeBob SquarePants and a box of Fruit Loops. You know, it won't kill them for 30 minutes.
You know, we women need to come out of the survival mode and move into thriving.
Yes.
Where we feel that we are thriving as human beings and as individuals. And when we treat ourselves well, when we care for ourselves, then we can be better wives. We can be better mothers. We can be better in our community. But you know what? It all starts with that authentically looking at, what do I need today to thrive?
Yes.
What do I need to, what do I need to ask for today? What do I need to receive to feel like I am totally empowered and living in joy and living in my truth?
And it makes us, when we are able to do that and we're able to make that shift and change that, feeling worthy to receive, feeling grateful to receive, all, and just plain old receiving from our husbands especially, we become really attractive to them. They like that.
Yeah.
And they'll turn around and look at us and go, hey, you know. And I found that they tend to treat us like we're with a little more care, like we're more valuable to them when we treat ourselves that way. Yes.
Well, empowered women are sexy.
They are.
Women who stand strong in their truth and can look their partner in the eye, maybe with a big smile on your face, and say, you know, sweetie, this is what I feel and this is what I need.
Exactly.
Today. Men find that very attractive.
Yes, they do. And it's also, it's confidence, and confidence is attractive. And it's that feminine charm and that feminine energy that I talk about, that women do have the power. If they'll own it, they can change their relationships. Because most women, and I have done the same thing, I have done the very same thing, it's easy to sit back and go, I wish my husband was more romantic. I wish my husband paid me more attention. And the truth is, if you'll be a little proactive, just you can change the whole tone of your relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So, got just a few minutes before break, but like on your, in your high heart energy, and that's pink.
Mm-hmm.
What's an easy way to, maybe even just like breathe pink light into your high heart? Does that open your heart?
You know, that's a great thing. And when we come back from the break, I can actually take everybody through just a few minute exercise.
Let's do that.
Go into the high heart chakra and identify it and connect to it and maybe open that up for ourselves.
Oh, I think people would love that. Wouldn't y'all love that? Well, don't close your eyes if you're driving when we come back and do that. Well, but I think that would be wonderful. Because I really didn't know what high heart. I mean, I knew about heart energy, heart chakras, but I didn't really know what high heart. Now, is that kind of like your purpose too, you think? Is that where your purpose is in your high heart energy, your high heart chakra?
You know, I think we carry our ability to connect to our purpose and say yes to it in our high heart.
Oh, that makes sense. That makes
yeah.
sense. Because our purpose is this bigger us, this bigger thing that, you know, is...
It's that sacred yes we give to spirit when mm-hmm. we feel our soul calling. So instead mm-hmm. of saying, you know, I don't have time or I'm not worthy,
right.
it's about
right.
worthiness. The high heart chakra is completely about worthiness and giving
right.
our sacred yes to our higher callings.
Well, let's do that quick as we come back for the break. That would be wonderful. So thank y'all for joining us, and we'll be right back after this commercial break.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit facebook.com/Voice America.
Boxing, like networking, is a contact sport. The more contacts and connections you make, the greater your success. If you're a business owner, sales agent, or job seeker, it's all about the connection. If you want help in your corner, pick up a copy of Knockout Networking today by speaker and author Michael Goldberg. Michael's book will absolutely help you generate more prospects, more referrals, and more business, or more job leads, or even more social connections. Knockout Networking will help you feel more confident speaking with people you don't know. Determine who your target market is, the best way to introduce yourself at business meetings, how to deliver an elevator pitch, follow-up, and how to generate more leads. Social media isn't always the answer, but Knockout Networking is. Visit KnockoutNetworking.com to pick up your copy of Michael Goldberg's book, Knockout Networking. Remember, nothing happens in business without a connection, so make the right connections. Visit KnockoutNetworking.com today.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Your favorite Voice America Talk Radio Network shows and hosts are in your car, outdoors, and wherever you need them to be.
Listen anywhere.
Get our mobile app for iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android at the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
You are listening to The Married with Romance Show with Emily Ann Weber. If you want to call into our show with a question or comment, please call 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. You may also send an email to emily@marriedwithromance.com. Now, back to the show.
Y'all, welcome back. I am joined today by my guest, Amira Beth of DolphinMoonHealing.com. And we're talking about high heart chakras and high heart energy. And she is going to take us through a little short meditation. Now, her meditations are wonderful. I've been through them before. So this is going to be a real treat. So, Amira, I'm giving it to you.
Thank you so much. So I just would like to remind everybody that the location of your high heart chakra is right at the center of your chest, in between your heart chakra and your throat chakra. So it's right about at the thymus gland. So if you just want to close your eyes, and if you're driving, keep your eyes open, and just place your attention right at the center of your chest. And take a couple of nice deep breaths in through your nose and exhale. Just kind of bringing your energy and your intention right into your high heart chakra energy. And as you are breathing and feeling into the high heart, I would like you to see a beautiful pink rosebud right there in the center of your chest. Just envision this beautiful little delicate pink rosebud, and we're going to allow that to represent your high heart chakra. So at first, when you are observing your rosebud, it may be the bud may feel kind of tight and closed up. And if it does, that's okay, because we are going to, with our breath, begin to open and expand that rosebud. Now, I will remind you that your high heart chakra represents our ability to receive self-love and self-care, to receive compliments, to receive all the gifts of abundance and prosperity and opportunities that this amazing universe provides for us. So as you are continuing to breathe, just see your rosebud in your heart begin to open and expand. And just breathe into the expansiveness of this beautiful bud as it begins to just gently, very gently open, and feel how good it feels to have your high heart begin to expand, to open and increase our ability to accept, to receive, and to say yes. And just continue to breathe, and I would like you to envision your high heart chakra just opening, expanding, just a little bit larger and larger, maybe growing up towards your chin, maybe extending out towards your shoulders, and feel how nice that feels. Like how nice that feels just to have that beautiful rose open and expanded, and continue to breathe gently into and in through it. And see that beautiful pink full bloom rose just sitting on top of the waters of your heart chakra, just floating there so beautifully. And I would like you to see every petal or every little part of the rose, every little place where Spirit is ready to insert a gift into your high heart chakra. So maybe your gift is an opportunity. Maybe Spirit, you're waiting for Spirit to insert gifts of more time for yourself. Maybe you are waiting for gifts of just self-care in general, things you enjoy doing. Maybe you want to exercise a little bit more. Maybe you need time for nice long walks by yourselves. Maybe you need time to read. Just see every place in that, every little petal is a place where Spirit is ready to insert a gift, a miracle, something that will make your life more comfortable, something that will bring you joy and bring you pleasure. And as you breathe into your high heart chakra, I would like you to create this rose very, very large, nice and large and open. And just experience the feeling of giving your sacred yes to Spirit for your good, for your opportunities, and for your abundance. See your high heart chakra as representing your ability to create healthy boundaries in your life and in your relationships as a form of self-honoring and of self-care. And just continue to breathe into the high heart chakra, feeling very open, feeling very expansive, feeling that beautiful pink light just radiating out unconditional love for the self. How did that feel, Emily?
That was lovely, and it felt very self-indulgent, like Godiva chocolate.
Excellent.
That was really lovely. I hope everybody enjoyed that. And if you'd like to do it again, it's recorded, and you can go listen again.
And I have meditations on my website.
You do?
Healing.com. I have a high heart meditation that's a little bit longer. I use a high heart singing, crystal singing bowl. That it's very lovely to use and enjoy for practicing this.
Yes, I'll have to go get that one. I don't have that one. So that was just really beautiful. Thank you for that. Thank you for that.
You're so welcome.
So how, we've got the high heart covered. How can we use our own energy to create sizzle in our marriage?
This is what I have found, is I have learned to go into my own personal truth and learn to receive and care for myself at a deeper level. For my partner, this enables me to feel fulfilled. And I fill up the well of giving or the well of receiving that is in equal measure to what I give. And when my well of receiving is full, when I feel like I'm in my fullness, when I've given my body time to relax in a nice bath, when I have done things that bring up my goddess energy and my femininity, the energy connects down to our sacral chakra. And the sacral chakra is the chakra that is in our hips, just below our navel. Mm-hmm. And the sacral chakra holds the energy of our sexuality, mm-hmm. and of our goddesshood and of our femininity and of our ability to receive pleasure through our body. So as we care for our heart, as we care for our energy, we say yes to ourselves, that moves down into the sacral chakra energy and kind of amps up our va-va-va-boom, I guess, mm-hmm. I should mm-hmm. say. It
yeah.
allows us to feel sexy. It allows us to feel alive and vibrant. And when women feel alive and vibrant and sexy and in their power, oftentimes we desire a mate to come forward and give us some pleasure.
Yes. Yes. Even like before that, if you just, and this is an experiment I want folks to try. If you think about it and you do the high heart meditation and you just get that goddess power out, walk down the street and notice that people look at you. Have you ever noticed that? It's like
pheromones start coming out of your pores and you've got a big smile.
Yes, because you're just like this radiant. Yes, it's like you're this radiant person walking down the street. And I think you could walk down the street with no makeup on, with your hair a wreck, and your sweats and your tennis shoes on, and you still come across as the sexiest woman alive.
Yeah, you know, and really, because we are just vibrating energy, we all emit a frequency. We all emit, you know, a vibration through our body, and it doesn't matter what we look like. It matters is what's moving from within us and moving out into the world.
Right. And so imagine this husband that you've got all this va-va-voom going on, how he's going to perceive you and how he's going to look at you. I mean, he's just going to give you all kinds of attention, right?
Well, you know, all I know is all women are goddesses, and all women deserve to feel like a goddess in a human suit. And part of the way we can bring that forward, bring that energy forward and move through the world as goddesses is to take care of ourselves.
Yes.
I mean, that's number one.
I hope the women, you women listeners, will hear that. We've said it so many times from so many directions, but it's so important to take care of yourself, to ask yourself the question, what would make me happy today? There are all kinds of things we have to do that we don't especially love to do, but you've got to make yourself a priority in how you feel and your happiness and not always put everybody else first. Make yourself very important. Make your feelings important and what you need. And like you say, Mira, receive it when somebody gives it to you, especially your husband or your mate or your partner. Be very grateful and very joyous and bask in the receiving of it.
Yes. And I think it's very important that for women who have daughters to teach this to our daughters.
Yes.
To break down those old paradigms of what women and mothers, who we are supposed to be and what we are supposed to act like, and teach our daughters to take care of themselves and to teach our daughters that they are goddesses.
Yes. I mean, we can change the whole world by just changing the way we teach our daughters and then the way they teach their daughters. I guess I'm just a change the world person. And I think it starts one person at a time. It starts one woman at a time. And that's changing herself, her beliefs about herself and her marriage.
And when women change, we teach the men. We teach them to treat us differently. We teach the men about our boundaries. We teach the men how to really love a woman.
Yes. And I think of it as an infinity sign. I think a marriage is an infinity sign. You've got the man on one side and his masculine traits, and then you have a woman on the other side and her feminine traits. And that point right in the middle, that connecting point, is that's the sweet spot. That's the good stuff.
And well, I think that we all have feminine and masculine within us.
Yes, we do.
We all carry both.
And I think when the woman starts changing and growing and receiving all of these things, you know, just really taking care of herself and loving herself, and her half of the infinity sign starts to grow and expand, I think the husbands, they want their side to keep up with us. They like us. So I think they want to keep up, and they'll start growing and learning how to treat us. And then, the infinity sign gets balanced again.
Mm-hmm.
So
as we balance the masculine and feminine within ourselves, we balance it within our relationships as well.
Yes, 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 yes. And when it gets out of whack, it is easy to feel. So we're going to have to run cake another quick break. My goodness, that went by fast. And when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more with Amira. So thank y'all for joining us, and we'll be right back after the commercial break.
Save on your prescriptions with the RX Savings Plus Drug Discount Card, offered by Voice America. It is not insurance, and discounts are only available from participating pharmacies. But 9 out of 10 pharmacies participate nationwide. Start saving today. Print your free card online at voiceamerica.rxsavingsplus.com or text the word TALK RADIO to 96362.
Remember what life was like when you were a kid? When you had that zest for living and discovery, that total lightness of being. Can you still experience that today? Listen to Joy Awareness Radio with host Marlene Bork. Our show will invite you to be happier, to enjoy living a more conscious and exciting life. Learn from our guests and contributors, just like you, and make this your weekly stop to rediscover the capacity that you could be accessing. Tune in every Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
Question: what's working and what's not working in your life? Though we resolve each year to do things differently, and we want what's great for our businesses, our relationships, our health, and more, we don't always know where to turn when life gets tough. That's where Leading Life Large with host Rob Braun comes in. Our show challenges you to reevaluate where you are and keep pushing your way to the success you desire. If you want it bad enough, we can help you turn your life around. Leading Life Large airs Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Empowerment.
Have you figured out what's not working in your business and why? Could you use a little help? Join your host, Tamaran, for Let's Figure It Out Intimately. Tamaran was struggling with the same issue, so she hired other business coaches and experts to help her see what she couldn't. Her journey is to keep learning, and she is here to share this with you so that we can all keep working together. Let's Figure It Out Intimately. Airs live every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America.
You are listening to The Married with Romance Show with Emily Ann Weber. If you want to call into our show with a question or comment, please call 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. You may also send an email to Emily@marriedwithromance.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back, everybody. Amira Beth from Dolphin Moon Healing is my guest today. And we've just had the loveliest chat. I can't believe the hour has gone by so quickly. Amira, tell us a little bit about your healing sessions you do with people. Now, I know that people will hear me say that you live in Washington State, and that's just too far away to come see you. But I know you work on Skype a lot. So tell us a little bit about what you do with folks.
Yep, I work by phone and also by Skype. So, you know, distance is just not a problem at all. I work with people all over the world in my sessions. If you are in my area, you can come see me in the Mermaid Room. That's what I call my healing space. If you are out of my area, then you can find me at dolphinmoonhealing.com, or you could also hit me up for a Facebook invite on Dolphin Moon Healing Ministries, or under my name, Amira Bass, and I would be happy to talk with you a little bit more about what might be going on in your life. I work with people energetically, spiritually, as well as physically and emotionally. So the services I provide through my Atlantean Energy Shifting, which is a 12 chakra aura and energy clearing, and through regression therapy is very, very powerful for body, mind, spirit. You know, I work with people in all different kinds of transitions and life situations with some pretty significant results.
Well, I can just testify to that. She is wonderful. Y'all contact her. I mean, she's just this wonderful person. When you see her and meet her, she is just seriously a lovely person. So I thank you for that. Thank you for sharing that. And I wanted to share, too, if, you know, sometimes when you're married and sometimes or you have a partner, you know, married and being romantic and fun is great, but it's not always like that. Sometimes it just hurts to be married, and there are things that bother you, and sometimes you just need some good old-fashioned advice from an expert, which would be me. So if you, you know, if you'd like to have a private and a personal 1 hour session with me, you can email me at emily@marriedwithromance.com for an appointment, and we can set something up. One of the things I love to do for people is I give people scripts of exactly what to say, exactly what to do, you know, in certain situations. And it's everything I do has to be fun. So, don't ever worry about it being too serious, because there's a lot of serious problems, but I try to take a kind of a lighthearted, fun approach. So, Amir, tell me a little bit, tell us a little bit more about your webinars coming up, because having, you know, with this show that we've just gone through and things we've talked about, people could really go deeper with, I know the webinar you have coming up about your root chakra.
Yes.
Tell them
you
a
know,
little bit
even
more.
If you, even if you are brand new to learning about chakras and learning about your body's energy, this is a great way to do it. So basically with the webinar, you log on. There's a registration form you fill out, and you can find that registration form on my website, dolphinmoonhealing.com. You log on, and you will see me. And I can't see you, obviously, but I will take you through a PowerPoint presentation, and I can send you a copy of the PowerPoint. You can also chat me off to the side. You can ask me questions and things like that, and I will be explaining and moving through the Earth Star Chakra, which is down beneath our feet. Then we'll be going into the Root Chakra, which is the first chakra in the human body that contains all our family beliefs. Mm-hmm. And patterns about money, about spirituality, about sexuality, and then taking you through the sacral chakra and then to the solar plexus, which is right in the stomach area. So all the lower foundational chakras that create the energy and the imprints in which we move through life through. Mm-hmm. We'll be moving through those in this 90-minute webinar on March 26th, 5:30 Pacific Standard Time.
Perfect. I hope y'all go. I've done this webinar. It's really wonderful. It's very powerful, and that, you know, that is the only word that I know to describe it. So thank you for sharing that. I hope y'all go. And I have a quick little, mostly we talk to wives on this show, but I always try to include husbands too. So I have a quick little, just a little blurb for husbands that I do. This is just for husbands. And I don't know how many are listening, but I know the ones that are just highly evolved men. So, fellas, have you ever been fussing and fighting with your wife and you hurt her feelings and you knew that she was mad at you and you knew that she was upset, but you were hoping that she'd get over it? I know, I bet all the wives are laughing too, because we've all experienced that. So, guys, listen. I got to tell you this. It is a big mistake to assume that she's going to get over it. Women have got to talk about their feelings and how she feels about it. So the best thing for you to do is, my husband C. Edwards says, to get the balance back in the force, is to ask her, say, honey, how are you feeling? Now, I promise you she's going to tell you. And you might have to ask her twice. If she said, fine, or just kind of ignores you, ask her again. Because for women to feel better, they need to talk. They need to say how they feel. And your biggest job, after you say, honey, how are you feeling? Your biggest job is going to just to be to sit back and just hush and listen to her. Now, I promise you this, if you let her talk about how she feels and let her know that you hear what she's saying, things will be over fast, things will be over quickly, and you'll get the balance back to the force. So try it and see what happens. Let me know what happens. And I thought this was really cute on my, I have this on my Facebook page. I'm not going to give you the answer. Oh, shoot, I've got to give you homework. I forgot to give you homework. I got to give you homework real quick. I always give them homework, Amir. Yeah. So most hubbies, they want to really make us happy, and we need to make it easy for them. So once again, here's the sticky notes. I love sticky notes. And this is a romance rule. Don't expect your husband to be intuitive or to be able to read your mind. So put a sticky note on his bathroom mirror or his computer, those are two places he's always going to look every day. And the sticky note should say, remember, make it easy for him to please you. Make it easy for him to be happy. The sticky note should say, honey, these are three things that you do for me that make me feel all warm and fuzzy and tingly towards you. Or you could even get a little more descriptive. One thing Z. Edward does for me is he kisses my hand. You kiss my hand. You take my car and have it washed. You lock all the doors at night. Tell him how to please you. And I bet you that you'll see him trying to please you more. Try it and see what happens. It won't hurt. So, Mira, thank you again so much for joining me today. You were just a lovely guest. I loved having you, and I hope everybody will visit your website. And I hope you'll come back again one day.
I will. I've enjoyed this hour so much, Emily. Thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you again. And thank you, Michael, my engineer, who always keeps me straight. Thank you all. Thank you, listeners, for joining us today. I hope you'll be back next week. And I'm wishing you all the romance and all the passion and love that your heart can hold. Y'all take good care and go ahead and outlove each other. See you next week. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening this week. Emily Ann Weber will be back with some more tips and tricks to put the sizzle back in your love life on next week's edition of the Married with Romance Show. Be here next Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. Until then, why don't you try some of what you've heard with your man?
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.